possible to perceive the delicate, tender mechanism of the human being in his internal dynamics relating to midas. The slightest misdirection can cause internal damage. Sometimes, the more we know, the more delicate the machine is, the more precise and more careful you have to be in handling and in treating it. It appears that the Hagoshe for mention in midas, in virtues, are so refined and so precise and so delicate that any wrong touch or perhaps an evil eye can cause internal damage to that beautiful system of human purity. And we have to be extremely careful about it, and it shows, we see how carefully the Torah deals with it and what importance is attributed to it. After the Akedah, Avraham Avinu emerged triumphantly from the Nisoyan of the Akedah. We know what Nisoyan means. Nisoyan means, the Ramban explains, not that the Eibishter wants to test a person, but is through facing, being confronted with a challenge that demands the total mobilization of one's spiritual resources, surviving that test means an elevation. This is the purpose of Nisoyan. This is Nisoyan. Once he goes through a Nisoyan, even though previously or prior to the Nisoyan, he had the internal forces by which to be able to surmount it, because if he didn't have it, he never would have made it. But the calling upon the Bikoyach, so to speak, about that force that's within, which has not been implemented, its fruition, its implementation, its execution, automatically catapults one to a higher level and deepens and reinforces and adds a new dimension to those internal dynamics. Now he may be ready for another challenge which he wasn't ready for before, which he couldn't have made before, just for the fact that he exercised and galvanized all the different forces internally that had to be mobilized in order to be able to surmount and live up to that challenge. So he becomes a stronger man, just as one flexed his muscle. He had the power to do it before, but the fact that the actual implementation, the actual flexing, strengthens and gives him more physical fitness, and so is in the emotional exercises of one's capabilities. It adds to his strength. He becomes stronger, and he can stand up to something more challenging. Now, Avraham went through the Nisoyan, and the Eibishter calls to him and says, "Vayomer al tishlach yotcha la'nar v'al tas lo me'umo." It has reached the epitome of Yerushalayim. Rashi says, now I can show the sort now. It means that he's reached, but there wouldn't be any difference of opinion regarding that he has reached the peak of Yerushalayim, intellectually, emotionally. So strong that it takes such an Nisoyan with with all its ramifications, with all the simcha, not just to be able to do it, but to do it in concert with all the emotional reactions and feelings in such a situation. Everything worked in beautiful precision. Then after that, Vayisu Avraham Esena Vayavin Hey Ayel Acha Nechas Basar Bekano Vayelch Avraham Eikas Ayel Vayalei Eloi Lo Tachas Benoi. So Rashi says Pshat Nezesipunu. It says, what does it mean? Vayikach So Ayel Vayalei Eloi Lo Tachas Benoi. As he had noticed, this Ayel, it brought him for a call, a sacrifice, instead of Benoi Tachas Benoi. So Rashi says that it was done with the same feeling, every aspect and every detail of the korban, the shchita and the zrikio, and everything was as if it were Yitzchak. There was so much feeling packed into this action that it measured up to the strength it would have taken to complete the Akedas Yitzchak. The Sipurnu says, Tachas Bnoi, Sipurnu says one line, Tmuras, instead of, Mashe Hoyo Belibo Elisboyach Es Bnoi. So Rashi says, Tachas Bnoi, for his son, in place of his son. That means that it's as if I am Akriv myself, as if I am Akriv Yitzchok. As he was doing the Korban, it was that feeling was behind it. As if I'm doing Yitzchok. Tachas Bnoi. As if it were Yitzchok. The Zipurna says, Tachas Bnoi. To complement or to satisfy that which he wanted to do. That feeling. That God HaGoshe of bringing Yitzchok for the Akedah. That which made such an impact upon his heart, upon his being, that had to be implemented. So, Tmuras Ma Shehoyo Biliboy, instead of, or in consistent with what it was in his heart, Lizboyach Es Bnoi, Al Derech, not like Rashi says, he veers away a little bit from Rashi's Pshat, that it was, he did it with the same feeling as if it was Yitzchok on the receiving end. But there was an emotional charging of his being to bring a korban Yitzchok LaHashem. Al derech v'doiver emes b'vovoy. So the ayil was used instead of that. Al derech v'dover emes b'lvovoy. What does that mean? Not like Rashi says, Arab Shatis, it's as if the Hakoshe was gave vent in this korban from the ayil. But that we know there's a gemara zokt in Makis about Rav Safre, that he was saying Krishma at the end of Makis, he was saying Krishma, and he was approached by a merchant and offered a certain amount of money for his merchandise. And I was in the midst of Krishma, he did not respond. So the buyer thought that it was unsatisfactory, the offer was unsatisfactory, and as a result of that, he increased it. After he was through with Krishma, he made the sale at the original price that was offered. Because he had already in his heart accepted that bid. Unknown to the one who was trying to make that purchase, the buyer. But nevertheless, in my heart I had agreed It's as if I had already negotiated a contract in a certain spiritual sense, so that it would be a violation of the supreme feeling of the heights of emes, of truth, of sincerity. In a sense, it would be a violation of that refined, tender totality of emes. The totality of emes would have been damaged or injured if Rav Safra had not concluded the deal at the price that was first offered to him, which he had in his heart accepted, unknown to the bidder. It's not only to say the truth, but this is the human, the incorporation of the midah of midas, of emes, a truth. This is the totality of truth that is the possession of those great malachim, those great giants of human virtue. Doiver emes bovov. Here is a situation where Avraham was charged up with hazamin, such sanctified, hallowed feeling of a total commitment to Hashem, in a readiness to bring a korban his own child. He survived that Nisoyon, and even before the Ayil appeared upon the scene, the Eibishter has revealed himself unto him and said, you have completed successfully and fully the Nisoyon of the Akedah, and now I know that you are Yerei Elekim. That was the tribute given to him right by Ati Akedi. Then the Ayil came upon it. What was the purpose of the Ayil? Because something, if that feeling weren't in some way given expression or brought to fruition or in some way be realized, then it would be a violation of a certain midah. Something would happen, perhaps internally. What would happen? In your heart, you have to speak the truth. You have to be so truthful with yourself. And if in your heart you have made a certain agreement with someone unknown to the other, there will be no violation of any kind of perceptible ethics in dealing with other people, but nevertheless you will not be able to reach that epitome of truth, of emes, because you're not deva emes bovovot. So if the ayil were not there to substitute for Yitzchak, if the ayil were not there, if he couldn't bring a korban, if he wouldn't have brought a korban, felt something is lacking, something is found wanting. At this moment of having gone through the Akedah, surmounted and emerged victoriously over the Mgeres Nisoyon, the greatest human challenge, and in the full symphonic and harmonic play of all the emotions that go into it, Everything in his heart, in his mind, functioned in conjunction, in unity, in total unity, in precision, the most beautiful precision for that korban. There wasn't one thing there that was negative. Everything worked in a positive sense toward that goal. Every nerve, every blood cell, everything was there for that purpose. Atu yodati kirei lekimat. Now, it's incomplete. I just went through the greatest Nisoyon. I was in the Hechte Madrege. That catapults me and means to the greatest heights. But something is noch nicht. It's not finished. It's incomplete. What's incomplete? What's going to happen to me? Well, it might injure, it might be harm done to your delicate system of midas, of emes. Hasanus, such messias nefesh, such nisoyin, such tzidki, such godless. But something might be hurt of in the tissue, some delicate aspect there might be a bit distorted. Emes, David, emes bevovei. You meant to bring a copy, and you were left suspended in the air. You didn't accomplish it. You didn't do it. Elvistad didn't do it. Der Eberstadt hat mir gesagt, bring, ich bin gegangen, bring. Der Eberstadt sagt, al tischlach yad chalana. Is al tischlach yad chalana. So I didn't. Weißt du, es ist sehr abwesend. Aber we must assume that if there were no ayil, or such a situation was that he couldn't have got a korban, there would be no damage to the complex internal system. There would be no damage. I can't imagine that would be. But if you can bring in a korban, has to bring in a korban, if you can give a korban to bring it. Or if there would be no damage, it certainly would not have completed the midas of emes. To refine it in totality, the midas of emes in Avraham, maybe something would have been chosa, something would have been lacking. So this korban of the ayil is not just that, as old Zayin, you know, Afin Yema Adin, we should have a cheshbon to say, Avraham Avinu really made, not only intended to do the korban, but he did it. It's not for that reason. It's for that reason that we should have a grandfather, was Zayish Emes. Otherwise, you know, Nish Svedever Emes Bovovoi, is Noch Azayir HaShomayim. So when a person, to us it appears, when a person is involved with Yiras Shemayim, has reached the highest madrega of Yiras Shemayim, the greatest tzaddik in the ganze Bria, and his Yiras Shemayim is aflame, should he be concerned about what could happen to the delicacy of my system? My midas, emes, chesed, this, that. I'm the grester Yiras Shemayim. That's right. If I am the Gresta Yor Shemayim, I'll be extremely careful not to hurt my system, not to infest it, not to damage it, not to injure it. The wrong touch, something not you intended to do and it wasn't done. Well, it wasn't done, but I wish I thought, good, but you can bring a korban instead. So you do the next best thing. Bring a korban instead. Then I'm going to get my korban. Maybe, otherwise, maybe we would have had to bring a korban, you know, for that later, I suppose, you know, to implement it. He says, if he hadn't done this, well, he felt in David Emes Bovave, in such a moment of the greatest human achievement, such a moment, how careful you have to be on that system, the system, Emes, something might be hurt. Oh, at he mentioned once, Father Zechen Loche once mentioned it a number of times about first Haloche in Erechaim that you shouldn't get into harsh words with Malikim. If you do a mitzvah, people fun, deride, face, disparage. Is the normally we would say, I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm putting on tefillin, talis and tos, I'm doing a mitzvah and I'm being disparaged. I should stand up and get into a heated argumentation and become agitated and fight. So the Abishah says, leave it alone. Alis Kurti, don't get into a machlekin, an argument. Leave it alone. Don't argue. Don't get into an argument. Kovod Hashem. Mishpura brings because he might become an asesponim. He's doing it, you know, because it's been something. But don't. You might become an asesponim. Of course, there are situations where the Mishnah Berurah says in Shatzi that under certain circumstances when I have the alternative, because if I will not respond, if I will not get into an argument, something wrong will come out, something evil will be done. The convention will make a take a vote and to do something that's against Teva, I have to stand up and fight and argue, because there's no alternative. In that case, I'll probably be blessed with a special blessing that I'll be spared any internal damage to my delicate system, and I will not become an Azus Poner. But this is because there's no other alternative. So the Rebbe Yisrael will give me a special protective medication that should not hurt my inners. But otherwise, my inners can be hurt even at a moment of such great Yiras Shamayim. You would say, what's the greatest protection against the human? The Yiras Shamayim? He has to be careful of his midas, even in his greatest moment of success, that monumental and achievement. At the same time, there must be an awareness and a constant alert. How are my midas? What I do now about my midas? How can my midas be affected here? How can it be influenced? What should I do? Is it MS, not MS? Can I prove? What should I do with that care to nurture that virtue in me, MS? I shouldn't violate MS, Chodile. I should do like Rav Safra did. Rav Safra with David MS Bovole. This is what the Sipur is quoting. It's quoting in Makis. But you have to see that you made an agreement in your heart. You got to be mekayimis. So you see, Rabbi Yisrael is as, first of all, Hachoshuv Midas is, and the Dakis of Midas, Deva Remez Bovove, and even though the Rabbi Yisrael told, I meant to bring him a call because the Rabbi Yisrael told me, now he says no, so where's their violation of Midas? Oh, but for that feeling, it hasn't come to fruition, hasn't been implemented. There might be internal damage. And I have to take measures to avoid that. So maybe I bring a korban, so that feeling has been expressed. It's not been cooped up, not been erased, not been violated. It's given expression. So the emes, the mekayim dem emes from deva emes bilvavet. So see, in the midst of Azag Yerushalayim, it's a kvaldika, there's such Yerushalayim involved. Do we think about such little things of emes? Will it be hurt? How will I be hurt? I'm so protected. What's the greatest protection for human? Yerushalayim. That protects me. One feels that he's possessed with Yerushalayim. We might not worry so much about our midas because that's the greatest protection. You got to worry about your midas, and if you don't have midas, then you lose the Yerushalayim. If you won't have the midas protected and nurtured and nourished and tended and watered and tenderly taken care of, then you will eventually lose your Yerushalayim. And this will be the greatest violation of Yerushalayim. So in conjunction with the greatest Yerushalayim, you have to be alert and conscious of what medication you must take at this point, so that in conjunction with the Great Yerushalayim, there should be no damage to your delicate system of emes. That midah of emes should not be violated, desecrated, or reduced.